Snow drifts in tiny township are nothing new, but a council initiative for snow fencing could help minimize occurrences and make roads safer for everyone. At the recent Committee of the Whole meeting, a public works report offered council a $7,500 option to install roughly a kilometer of snow fencing along municipal properties on the few areas where snow drifts most occur. To install the barriers, a distance of 42 meters from such roads was recommended. According to Public Works Director Tim Leach, although the township has the authority under the Municipal Act to install such fencing on any private land along any highway, both he and all of council agreed that cooperation with property owners was the best path forward. "Unfortunately, this is something that is difficult to do," said Leach. "It's not that the farmers are not willing to help, but there are some restrictions and issues that they have brought to our attention. Those included cross-contamination of crops and crop rotation." Leach added that January had received twice the amount of snow than expected, further noting that a significant weather event had been issued by the township through their Tiny Connect website. "This is all purely high-level unsubstantiated unaudited numbers," said Leach when asked how bad the roads were in January. "In discussing with the crews that night, we probably had 5 or 6 locations that had road closures. That had the drifting was so bad that our plows couldn't even get through it." Mayor Dave Evans reasoned that the cost, to be funded from the snow plowing materials budget, would be well worth the money. "From personal experience, a couple of weeks ago just north of Conk 6 on County Route 6, I personally stopped at about 5 or 6 cars that had just driven off the road because you couldn't see, it was dark as well. You make sure people have enough gas and call the tow truck company and get in line," said Evans. "Tow trucking is not cheap. In the context of $7,500, I think that was probably spent by those people that were on the side of County Route 6 that night." Count. Stefan Walma said from a first responder perspective, "It would be a huge benefit on stormy days," and thanked former fire chief and tiny councillor Tony Mintoff for the initial credit on the proposal. Deputy Mayor Sean Miskimen said after the meeting that changing conditions can happen at any time, and for residents to keep their vehicles prepared for unexpected winter occurrences. "Always use caution. Make sure you've got snow tires, make sure you've got an emergency kit in your car, because if you do get stuck in a drift you could be hours waiting for a tow truck. Keep little tea lights, snacks and bottles of water. I know they might get frozen but they can defrost pretty quickly," said Miskimen. He added that not passing snow plows on roads was of great importance. "I always say I'd rather be 5 minutes late in this life than 5 minutes early into the next."